this Anzac Day, I decided I'd like to do something a little bit different and read you a letter from the First World War. But firstly, I'd like to honour our amazing, beautiful friend Ray Mackerell, who recently gifted Barry and I with a full replica set of his medals from the Vietnam War. Barry and I were humbled, to say the very least, and we will treasure these medals always. So thank you, Ray. This letter was written by Elsie Rose Grant to Rose Harris, who was actually a very well-known identity throughout the Claremont region. And it was written on the 23rd of August 1917 from France. Dearest Rose, your dear letter reached me at the close of a very sad and terrible day. I have been up in Belgium at the 3rd Australian Casualty Clearing Station. We have been shelled three times, but this last time was too dreadful. Those brutal Germans deliberately shell our hospital with all our poor, helpless boys. But really, God was good to us. We had four killed, and it was just miraculous that there were not dozens more. Of course, we, the sisters, were put into dugouts as soon as the shelling became bad. But I cannot tell you how cruel it was to leave our poor, helpless patients. In a few hours, the whole hospital had been evacuated. One consolation is that we saw our last patient carried out before we were sent away. Not, though, before one of our greatest little boys on the staff, along with three others, had been killed. One was an English medical officer. The hospital next to us had much higher casualties, although they had only had two shells. Amongst those killed and wounded were two sisters. Well, Rose, now I must tell you the wonderful part of all. After the terrible day we had, we were put in cars and sent back to France. Strange to say, but Alan had landed in the same town as I was sent to about 2 hours before I arrived. He knew I was up this way somewhere, but not exactly where. So he went to every hospital in the town to find I was not at any of them. The first of our transport arrived about 9:30 p.m. and was passing down a street when Alan noticed Australian sisters in my unit colours, so thought he would follow them and ask if any of the girls knew where I was. When the car I was in stopped, the first person I laid eyes on was Alan. Really, I thought to myself, God must have sent him as a comfort after the day we'd had. We all embraced him, and the dear boy left at 5 a.m. the next morning. You'll be pleased to hear he has a commission in the infantry. I'm very sorry to hear poor Rolly Wicks is missing. Please God, he is alive. Rose, if you could have only seen the Australian boys the day we were shelled so badly. They came from near and far to see that we were okay. Within an hour, there were two dozen of our officers down in the dugouts with us. The boys stayed with us, and a Canadian colonel brought down a big box of maple sugar and a jug of water. Then, to finish up, a Scotch officer carried down a gramophone to the dugout door and played "Pack Up Your Troubles in an Old Kit Bag and Smile." My word, you would have thought we were heroes, the fuss we had made of us. Everything would have been okay if our boys hadn't been killed. Our hospital is a total wreck now. Our tents had been dug down 3 feet into the ground and sandbagged 3 feet above, and even they are riddled. I wish I could tell you the places we have been in, but of course I can't. Our hospital was in Belgium, near a town that begins with the second last letter in the alphabet and has five letters in it. So if you get the map, look for a town in Belgium near our frontier line, you will see where we were. I'm afraid we are being spoilt. Orders were sent down that we are not to be put on duty here. There's a rumour we are to go to England for a fortnight before we go back. To be truthful, I would rather carry on, as it only spoils one having time to think. Rose, I didn't get your letter with the big description of the town you mentioned. We lose an awful lot of mail these days. It's a little bit of heaven to get home mail, and yours are always so great. I always send them on to Alan. I have seen such a lot of France, including Paris. I had a day and a night there, but I'll tell you all about it when I return, which, please God, will now not be much longer. I want ever so badly to come home, but I really can't bring myself to leave Alan behind. That is the principal reason I don't come. I'm so sorry to hear you've had pleurisy. It's such a painful thing to have, and I do hope you are quite well again. Tell Essie I have not heard from her for ages. I suppose her letters are wandering around somewhere. My love to your mother and father and your dear self. From yours sincerely, Elsie Grant. I just wanted to make mention, Alan, that Elsie speaks of is actually her brother, and that this letter, along with many others, are available through the Australian War Museum. Thank you sincerely to all our servicemen and women who protect our country, lest we forget.